And a detail, I want to go back to while we're waiting to speak to Zafar Bengash, but Syria, when Iraq was destroyed by the exceptional nation, which is indispensable, and thousands of Iraqis fled the country because of the internecine warfare that emerged, they fled primarily to Syria, where they were welcomed. And they came, those Iraqis who crossed the border for safety into Syria were made up of various ethnic groups and various schools of Islam and of Christians. And no one in Syria said, oh, we can't let the Christians in because, you know, they have strange doctrines and their books are full of violence and rape and pillage and stoning. Nobody said that. They simply accepted them. That, of course, is a reflection of what you might call a higher civilization. Today, you have barbarians of every stripe, liberal and otherwise, in the U.S. who want to monitor what sort of person comes. And we're joined now by Zafar Bengash. Zafar, thank you very much for joining us. Are you there?
Yes. Hello, Phil. It's my great pleasure. Thank you.
Well, it's great to talk to you. Crescent-online.net. And we're going to throw you into the fire here because we have so much going on between Turkey at the Turkish-Syrian border.
Yes,
so,
of course.
Let me ask you, so what is the position of the various states there? What is Turkey trying to do, and are they going to get caught? What do you think is going to happen there?
Well, I think Turkey acted obviously not without NATO knowledge because it's a member of NATO. And Turkey has had a long-standing plan. Right from the beginning, the Turkish government has been demanding that President Bashar al-Assad must go. That has been one of their demands. Secondly, they have also been talking about creating a no-fly zone in that region along the border with between Turkey and Syria. And there are several reasons for that. Of course, the no-fly zone, the Turks say it's meant to house refugees, but that's not really the
what
purpose.
Refugee would want to go? It'd be like setting yourself up to be destroyed.
Exactly. What they really have in mind is that they want to use that zone to continue to supply weapons and other goods, etc., to these terrorist groups. And there is also a Turkish-specific project, and that is that they want to prevent the Kurds that are residing in Syria from linking up with the Kurds that are in Turkey, and in particular the PKK, which is the Kurdistan Workers' Party.
Mm-hmm.
Whose
leader once lived in Damascus.
That's correct, yes. You see, the Kurdistan Workers' Party has been involved in a long-standing battle with the Turkish government. It stretches to decades. But in 2012, the Turkish government entered into negotiations to bring about peace. And, of course, an agreement was signed. But then in last June's elections, parliamentary elections in Turkey, when the ruling AKP party lost its majority, then the Turkish government, essentially the president, Tayyip Erdogan, sort of decided to play nasty. So he started attacks on the Kurdish areas, although they were involved in peaceful negotiations, but yet he ordered his military and police forces, etc., to attack the Kurds, and of course this created a reaction. Erdogan's plan was to create fear and hate for the Kurds so that in the November 1st elections, he would be able to garner support. And as we know from the election results, that he was highly successful in that. Mm-hmm. But, of course, he has now got a problem with his Kurds. Mm-hmm. So what he's trying to do is to prevent the Kurds in Syria from linking up with the Kurds in Turkey so that they would not create a bigger headache for him. So that's his second objective. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you know, he obviously has been pumped up by the Americans and others that he's going to be the regional hegemon And so he's sort of getting carried away with his mm-hmm. Larger than normal size mm-hmm. ego. And mm-hmm. so he's acting in this totally irrational manner.
Yeah. And can I ask you, who are the Turco men? And are they going to become a fact? Is some new argument going to break out over who they are?
Well, the Turkoman, you know, these are a Turkic group of people. In fact, the Turkic group of people are spread all over the region, both in Central Asia, in China, and even in Turkey. And, sorry, even in Syria. And, of course, Turkey claims that since they are their ethnic cousins, therefore they are going to protect them wherever they may be.
Humanitarian intervention.
Exactly. And Turkey is simply using them as pawns, mm-hmm. You know, that it's just a pretext that they are using. You know, this they use as a justification to interfere in Syria. So that's one more excuse that they are advancing in order to interfere in Syria. Mm-hmm. But I want to point out that the Turkish downing of the Russian plane was an illegal act because the Russian plane was entirely in Syrian airspace. Russian planes are operating in Syria with the knowledge and the agreement of the Syrian government, unlike any of the other countries' air forces, whether the U.S., Turkey, or any other country, mm-hmm. That they are acting illegally and against international law. Mm-hmm. So Russia was and is completely within its legal rights to operate in Syria. And what Turkey has done is actually to create a crisis situation that has the potential of blowing up into something very, very serious. Mm-hmm. Because after the Russian plane was downed and one of its pilots was actually killed yeah. by these so-called Turkmen and other rebel groups.
Yeah, a criminal act.
Absolutely. It was a murder. It was because, you know, a pilot cannot be killed like that. And incidentally, mm-hmm. yesterday, the Turkish government handed over the body of that pilot to Russian officials. It had been, you know, it was well mm-hmm. established that the plane had crashed inside Syrian territory. The pilots had both landed inside Syrian territory. One of the pilots was rescued by Syrian and Russian commandos, yes. but the other unfortunately fell in the hands of these terrorist groups and he was murdered in cold blood. Mm-hmm. So this has escalated the situation tremendously because Syria has now deployed S-400 missiles. And these are absolutely lethal missiles that mm-hmm. have a range of about 250 kilometers. And what we read today was that both Turkey and the United States have suspended their flights over Syria, mm-hmm. and they have suspended their attacks against. These were just not really anything significant. Mm-hmm. Basically, they were sort of, you know, playing games.
A demonstration that they could do it.
That's yeah. correct. Yeah. So now they have stopped those.
Not anymore.
Well. Not anymore, because you know, Russia has served notice that mm-hmm. it's serious and that it's going to next time. It faces any yeah. threat or challenge like that, that it's going to.
And does this crisis indicate that the Syrian army is being successful with that air support and is close to sealing that border?
Yes, exactly. You see, this is the thing that, you know, often many people talk about or commentators say that, well, an air force alone cannot defeat the terrorists, which is true. But in Syria's case, if the Russian Air Force helps them, then the Syrian army is able to carry out ground operations, and they are making significant progress in that area.
NATO permitted the terrorists to take over Libya by providing air support.
Exactly.
So two can play that game. The good guys can also have an air force and take care of the terrorists.
Exactly. And the Turkish government's other concern, of course, is that it is well known, and it is now established. It was like, you know, this is one of the things that really irked Erdogan, and that was that Russian planes were targeting a convoy of hundreds of oil tankers that were taking oil from Syria, from Syrian, you know, places, mm-hmm. oil wells, etc. And this has been going on for years, and uh-huh. those trucks head straight into Turkey, and Turkey then markets that oil on the international market. And Erdogan's own family is involved in it.
His son,
Bilal, mm-hmm. he owns a shipping company, which incidentally is not registered in Turkey because he wants to avoid the taxes.
He's a Panamanian, yes.
And Erdogan has just appointed his own son-in-law, Berat al-Bayrak, who is now now Turkey's energy minister. In fact, I can tell you, in 2010, when I was in Turkey, and I met a lot of people, and they were telling me that Erdogan's son-in-law is very influential with him. Erdogan mm-hmm. listens to his son-in-law, and so now he's been appointed energy minister. Incidentally, he was appointed energy minister the same day that Turkey shot down that Russian plane. And mm-hmm. so his son as well as son-in-law are involved in this illegal act. And I say that it is illegal because there is a Security Council resolution that was passed on February the 12th, 2015. It is Security Council Resolution 2199, which expressly forbids any dealing, trading of oil or any other goods with these terrorist groups. And yet Turkey is openly doing that, and that is why it got so upset when Russia went after these convoys to bomb them out of existence.
Very important story. This is Zafar Bengash, crescent-online.net. Zafar, there's also been shocking news that I want your comment on. Suddenly, the European Union loves Turkey, and they say, well, we're going to now think about you as a member again. We've dusted off your application, and we're also going to give you billions of dollars. Now, this is all becoming news when the blood of the Russian pilot is not dry.
That's correct, yes. In fact,
is that a reward?
The European Union has said that we are going to give you 3 billion euros. That is about, I guess, more than 4 billion U.S. dollars.
When you have conduct like that,
yeah.
and they don't say, well, no, look, we're going to put this all on hold. You shot down a Russian airplane?
Right, right. You see, what was really very shocking was that the day after the Russian plane was shot down, Barack Obama said that, well, Turkey has the right to defend its airspace, alleging that the Russian plane had violated Turkish airspace.
Mm-hmm.
Even the map that Turkey itself published, there is a tiny sliver of Turkish territory that juts into Syria. And they showed a line across there. And even if the Russian plane had flown over that area, it could not have been more than a few seconds.
17 is the top.
Exactly.
17 now, seconds.
Exactly. And you don't shoot down a country's plane because it violated your airspace for 17 seconds, if at all. Although, mm-hmm. The Russians insist that they never entered Turkish airspace.
Exactly. Either way, the conduct is barbaric.
Absolutely.
But apparently you have to be a barbarian to join the European Union. I mean, it's like you've met our standards. You have
That's
killed
correct.
A Russian.
That's right, yes.
I mean, that seems to me just like 1 = 1. It's absolutely bizarre.
That's exactly what I think the way I read the situation is that the European Union, as well as the United States and Turkey, they are now in panic mode because mm-hmm. They are being exposed in what they are doing in Syria with the Russian involvement there because the Russians are serious. They really want to go after these people and eliminate this threat, which, mm-hmm. which on the one hand, the Europeans are saying that they are a threat to us. Like, the French president is saying that we are going to go after them seriously. And on the other hand, they go around and dish out 3 billion euros to Turkey for shooting down a Russian plane.
Yes.
So that, these things just don't add up. There is something missing from this whole equation.
Except only if they do add up, they add up to a bloody conspiracy against the Syrian government.
That's correct, yes.
Zafar, it's wonderful talking to you. crescent-online.net. I feel much wiser now. Thank you very, very much.
It's my great pleasure, Phil. Thank you.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye.
That's Zafar Bengash, and it is crescent-online.net. And, of course, so I want to thank Stephen Sahuni Busla. .net, and of course to Stephen Cowens and Phil Conlon, and Lucas, thank you, and we'll see you next week. Sur les uns, sur les deux.